Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am in a place right now where I understand more and more that the Lord is singling us out, calling us apart, and telling us to be honest with ourselves and no longer lie about the things we know are not true. I've struggled with how to even start this conversation. I'm calling it a conversation because I don't want it to be seen as a podcast exactly in this beginning stages, because for me to truly open up and share in the spirit as the spirit yields, or as I yield for the spirit, I want to make sure that I yield for the spirit and I show truly who I am and whose I am in the Lord. I can't really say I remember when I truly knew who the Lord was in my life in this capacity, where I understand that He's not just my Father, but that I am His child. So often in my life I chase titles. So often in our lives we chase titles to make ourselves feel as if we are established. And I don't knock it. I understand it. But I have a greater and a better understanding now of what truly is supposed to matter. Like, it's our relationship with the Lord. It's our understanding of who He is in our lives. And we're really suffering from an identity crisis. Yeah. An identity crisis. We don't know whose we are. Truly. We say it. We even try to play with that word. We even say, like, you know, yeah, you know, biblically, yeah. You know, do you know whose you are? Who you are? But do you really know that you're a child of God? See, when you understand that you are a child of the Most High, you have the greatest title that could ever exist. I mean, that's better than being a doctor. That's better than being a lawyer. That's better than being a preacher. That's better than being in all fivefold ministries that you hear about. It's better than all those things. Why? Because when you truly understand that you're His child, then you understand what it means to be His child and what comes with that. So that's where I began. And then it led on to me understanding that, okay, so if I don't understand my identity, then who am I really? What am I really doing at all? If I don't really understand my identity, you know, who am I really? What's really going on was my question. And I came to the realization that I never really embraced or understood what it was to be not just a good man, but a man of God. See, when you're a man of God and you understand your identity is in Christ, and He's the ultimate example, and then that He provides the pattern, and that we can persevere, and that through all of this you can not only change the course of your life, but then you can change others and have the power to do even greater things. Wow, that to me was amazing. But what I just explained there happened over a couple years. It was not overnight. So what I'm going to do is try to explain this story here about how I came to understanding the true title of what it meant to be a child of God. Yeah, I hope you enjoy. And I hope you see your true purpose. And if you understand your identity, welcome home. And if you don't quite yet, stick around. You might find home. Bless you. And may the Lord keep you. And may His face always shine upon you. In Jesus' name.